Welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and I'm with Jake Waterhouse, International Sales Director at Decompte de Tompel, a Gloucestershire-based company which provides expansion joint technology to power stations. Jake decided he and his team wanted to use LinkedIn to reach out to potential customers.
We actually only joined LinkedIn about 7 months ago, and that's why we had the training 6 months ago, just to make sure we were using it the right way. We first of all just started adding contacts, adding the people we knew, using our contact database we had to try and find all the people that were using LinkedIn from all the power plants and OEMs we're dealing with. And actually, I'm quite surprised how quickly that's grown. So we've got over 500 contacts already, which is quite amazing. The major things that have worked out really well is I was sceptical in the beginning whether or not we would actually gain any new business from using LinkedIn, but we have already received a couple of serious requests, one specific inquiry, which we've followed up with, and so that's actually been very, very good. Obviously, it's initiated something which we had to follow up with and work with, but that initiation wouldn't have arisen had it not been for LinkedIn. We've also, one of my new roles now in terms of managing more international markets, it's been quite interesting actually to introduce some of my other colleagues from different countries and referring contacts which I've had in LinkedIn to them. So in terms of bringing about a better cohesion across all our offices and people to see what sort of contacts we've got in different countries, it's been quite interesting. And the thing which I think we struggled in, or I struggled in, and which you gave a big part of the training was about, was making sure we gave regular bulletins and regular status updates. And I struggled with that to make sure it would be applicable. And so we've now found a way to put some bulletins really focusing on new products, new seminars, presentations, and trying to look at new things we're doing in the business. And we're looking probably to expand that and actually doing better news bulletins internally as well. So overall, actually, it's been a really good experience. We just hope now to try and build on it and hopefully get some more networking and more inquiries through it.
So would you recommend LinkedIn training then for business to businesses? When you're a very traditional business, some people might think that it's not really for their sort of business, but you seem to have proved otherwise.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, we're a very niche, small market, which is very personal, relationship-based. You know, there are only 150 customers for us in the UK, so you'd say, what good is social networking? I know all my customers already. But the thing about relationships with your customers is that unless you're speaking to them on a regular basis, you don't know how things change. And using this different media actually puts a little bit of pressure off the relationship because it allows a connection with the customer, which isn't actually all about me contacting them at the wrong time or an inconvenient time, and they can see actually what we're doing, and things crop up that they didn't know we did before because maybe we didn't always consider it as being applicable. So I definitely think that it is interesting for every type of company, whether it be business to business or more consumer focused, to think about using social networking to give a different dimension to the relationships they have with their customers.
Jake Waterhouse from Decompte de Tompel. And if you've had success with LinkedIn, we'd love to hear about it. Just go to statussocial.com and tell us all about it there.